The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to the National Intel Report. I am your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor and virus recovery expert, sitting in for John Stadtmiller. He will be back on the next show. He called me in and I'm here. So, you know, this is the National Intel Report. So I wanted to bring you intel today. It looks like a lot of things are coming into place for President Trump to have a second term. And I'm going to have several guests today. I'm going to have Mark Anderson. He's here. I want him more toward the second half of this hour. And also, we're going to have Jim Condit Jr., who is an expert on voter machines and the technology and the software and that sort of thing. But I wanted to give and set the tone. I mean, this is the National Intel Report, and I wanted to bring out some things. You know, Trump has all the evidence he needs. Texas has filed suit to the Supreme Court that the other swing states acted unconstitutionally in changing some of the laws and all that sort of thing. And, there's a big debate on whether they're going to be able to pull that off or just, you know, Supreme Court's going to go ahead and call it for Trump. So I just want you to know that President Trump has all the evidence he needs. And before I bring Mark and Jim on, I wanted to go over a few things about the Dominion voting machines, because Jim is an expert about voting machines. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about that to kind of give you some background, because I got this intel from Patrick Byrne. And so I wanted to let you know, Patrick Byrne is the former CEO of Overstock.com. He's been working with the Trump team of lawyers and providing all the ins and outs about the voting machine. And he served in executive leadership over several other large companies in the tech and manufacturing industry. He's not a Democrat or a Republican, did not vote for Trump. He is a constitution-loving registered libertarian who fights for educational choice, who has helped the FBI fight rampant corruption on Wall Street. And he says, you know, I know what the bad guys were going to do this election, and I had every reason to know, and this was all coming. And I'm going to go into some of the mechanics of what he did. And so I want you to know, what on his take, and then I'm going to get Jim and Mark to chime in. Give me a few minutes here, and I wanted to let you know about what Patrick Byrne had found. He's definitely an expert at these Dominion voting systems, and he says they put together a very complete picture of the fraud that had been perpetrated during the 2018 Texas midterm elections. There are at least 10 hacks to accomplish within the Dominion system, so we knew the whole plan, says Byrne. And although Byrne tried hard to alert the Department of Homeland Security about their discoveries. They did not immediately accept a meeting. In fact, they ignored them because, you know, basically they were part of that fraud group. You know, the original CISA, Cyber Infrastructure Security Administration boss, he was, you know, fired, and because he really didn't do his job. And so, you know, Trump fired CISA director Chris Krebs 2 weeks ago, or 3 weeks ago by now, let's see, after acting Department of Homeland Security Chad Wolf had refused Trump's orders to do so. So, of course, Chad Wolf is gone. So, you know, they let this stuff slide through because, hey, maybe they were just paid off a little bit, you know, by China like so many others during this election. So anyway, everybody gets it, you know. This is what Patrick Byrne says. Everyone around the president, Rudy Giuliani and the circles and Sidney Powell circles, and of course the mainstream media, is trying to bury it all. So Byrne says that for about three days, we decided to go to independent media and start working directly with the Trump team. And he says that Americans will see very clearly what the MSM has engaged in propaganda, just to keep, you know, burying the fact that this was a fraud. Now, I want, before I get into some of the mechanics of this, I want Mike to play video one, because, you know, I want you to get that ready, Mike, because if, you know, just the fact that, you know, Joe Biden admitted that we have the greatest fraud system that's ever been created, you know, and we have him taped on camera admitting that. Just that alone should be enough evidence. You know, they keep asking, where's the evidence? That alone should be enough evidence. But Trump has it all. And I want you to hear both from Donald Trump and Joe Biden right now in this video. Go ahead and play that, Mike.
I think in light of all of the things going on, and you know what I mean by that, the fake news, the Comeys of the world, all of the bad things that went on, it's called the swamp. And you know what happened, and you know what I did? A big favor. I caught the swamp. I caught them all. Let's see what happens.
Folks, we got a lot of work to do. I don't even need you to get me elected. I need you once I'm elected.
We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
Folks, we got a lot of work to do. I don't even need you to get me elected. I need you once I'm elected.
Secondly, we're in a situation where we have put together, and you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
Folks, we got a lot of work to do.
Thank you, Mike. I think everybody gets it. Joe Biden is bragging. He's crowing. You don't have to come to my rallies. You know, we've got it covered. I mean, that alone right there is evidence enough. I mean, that's, you know, exhibit one, case closed. There was fraud. I mean, he admits it, okay? But anyway, getting back to what Patrick Byrne says, he lays out three different buckets to understand how the technical functionality of these Dominion election systems work. He says, bucket number one, because they were built for Hugo Chavez in order to make himself El Presidente for life, they were built with functionality that you would not imagine any legitimate voting system would have. For example, pre-sequence administrators of the system can do all kinds of things. They can drag and drop votes to the candidates of their choice, and this isn't just a theory, it's in their instruction manual. They can allocate votes, they can generate blank ballots, they can do all these administrative overrides and really destroy election integrity. What's even worse than that is if you want to understand the foreign involvement, that here's this, and nobody in the press is picking up on this, and Byrne says these Dominion servers were widely infected with a malware called QSnatch. Now, I talked about QSnatch many times on my show, QSnatch is a credential stealer. So 75,000 Dominion servers in the U.S. were infected with it. 75,000 Dominion servers in the U.S. were infected with QSnatch. So within 24 hours of the election, Byrne's team had put together what they saw the traffic that night and the traffic going into Frankfurt, because it'd go off, you know, online into the cloud over to Frankfurt. So that's where one set of things to understand is like the hack, Byrne says. And let me give you another aspect of that. He says, if you go up to the voting booth with your ballot all filled out, you turn it in and you feed it in the machine, and the machine says, oh, it's too hard to read, and it spits it back out with a warning sign that, well, the precinct worker will tell you, honey, you can fill out another form and stand in line for an hour or so over there, or you can hit this green button. So hitting the green button on the vote will be adjudicated later, meaning humans will look at the ballot and they will decide, they'll choose what you're trying to mark, and you know, it'll be okay, and you don't have to worry about it, honey, and you can go on. So 95% of the people probably hit the green button. And what does that do to your vote, folks? They can change it any way they want. And so it all goes into a pool, and in that pool, you know, accumulates, and these adjudicatable votes, you know, are there in this big pool, but the administrator can come in and grab it at the end of the day, and maybe there's 931 of these votes, and he can just drag and drop them right into Joe Biden's pile, okay? I mean, that's basically what it is. So when he explains bucket number two, this is the live experience, you know, of the people working on the ground there in the precincts who volunteered, and they have hundreds of affidavits from such people that admitted they saw things like Sharpie Gate, for example, in Arizona, where if they start handing out Sharpies, and so those ballots became invalidated in Maricopa County in Arizona because the Sharpie ink bled through instead of ending up in the adjudicated pool. As reference to bucket number one, they ended up in the drag and drop pool for Joe Biden. So then bucket number three, he refers to the statistical outcomes in some cases on the order of quadrillion to one. In other words, Byrne says, I'm not a Republican. I did not vote for Trump. I'm not a libertarian. I'm a libertarian. I love the Constitution. That's my religion. I'm not a Democrat. But he says, you know, this is not a pro-Trump thing, but he said, if the outcomes that occur, if you're theoretically in an intensely Biden district and 96% support for Biden, you know, and you had 100 people come in and vote, the chances that 100 people in a row vote for Biden would be, you know, 96 raised to the 100 power. It's like 60-1 odds against it. So, you know, but these machines, you know, the way it came in, all these votes went to Biden. So, you know, it's like it, you know, in some cases, 60-1. In some cases, it's quadrillion to one against those chances of, you know, 96%, even in a Biden territory, there's still going to be some people voting for Donald Trump, period. I mean, that's just the laws of probability are on your side. And the chances that 100% of those votes go to Joe Biden is like finding the same grain of sand in another beach, you know, on another ocean on the other side of the world. It just won't happen. So the point is that these three things line up, according to Byrne. Bucket number one, the technical capabilities of the machine. Bucket number two, the lived experience of the people who went in and voted in these districts. And bucket number three, the statistical results all dovetail, and it fits into what he says is an ironclad story. You got to prove, could it happen? Did it happen? The question of could it happen is addressed by bucket number one, that the machines have this functionality. Yes, you can move votes, you know, from a pile into all into Joe Biden. The question of did it happen is proven by bucket number two and number three, the lived experience of the people who lived and voted in these precincts, and the statistical outcomes all prove that it did happen. So together, all this information fits hand in glove perfectly regarding, you know, the piles of blank ballots and, you know, all these things that are being shipped in and, you know, post office getting involved, shipping ballots over state lines. I mean, all these things just pile, the evidence piles on. There, you know, there is, when the Democrats say there's no evidence of widespread fraud, they're right. Byrne says it wasn't that widespread. It was narrow and it was deep. And the bad guys picked six places to do it. What they realized was if they cheated like crazy in six counties in America, they could flip these states and they'll be, you know, that they're in, and hence flip the Electoral College and hence steal the nation by flipping six counties. And those are Atlanta, Philadelphia, Milwaukee, Detroit, Maricopa in Arizona, and Clark County in Nevada. These six counties and the first four of them are heavily black. And I believe they did that because I think the goons on the left have been using the black community for my entire lifetime. This isn't black people cheated. The people who cheated were the people running the systems. And maybe people over in China and other places did the cheating. The black people just did the voting. They did that. So when this all gets exposed, this is like their little backup plan. They're going to say, oh, you're trying to suppress the black vote. You're a racist. What they're going to try to do is, like they always do, is hide behind the black people. The bad guys cheated like hell out of these four predominantly black cities. And then Maricopa, you know, in Phoenix, and where Phoenix is mostly Hispanic. So, you know, Byrne says he's had enough evidence to win these cases over, you know, within the 17 days. Now, it's just a matter of explaining the details to the lawyers and getting that all, you know, into the courts. And right now, Texas is Texas is suing those four states, and that's going to be very interesting because, you know, because they, those four states, you know, where you got Pennsylvania, we got Georgia, we got Wisconsin, we got, you know, Michigan, you know, they acted unconstitutionally by changing some of the rules. In other words, they're moving the goalposts so it makes it easier for them to cheat. And so Texas put out a lawsuit directly to the Supreme Court suing those four states. And from what I understand, just today and yesterday afternoon, about 10 or 12 other states, Alabama, Mississippi, Florida, you know, Oklahoma, you know, Arkansas, Louisiana, all joined in with Texas to support their lawsuit. So I want to bring in my guest. I mean, we're coming pretty close to the hour, but I want to introduce Jim Condit Jr. Jim, are you there? And my other guest is Mark Anderson. Mark, are you there?
Can you hear me, Johnny?
Yes, I can. I was just laying the groundwork for everybody.
Hey, John, I can you hear me? This is Jim Condit Jr.
Okay, yes, Jim, I can hear both you and Mark, and laid out the groundwork for our audience. We're coming up on the break. Did you happen to hear what I laid out?
Yes, I did. And can I ask you a question? Are you in direct contact with Byrne of Overstock or just reading his stuff online?
Well, I've been following his stuff with the lawyers, and I'm not in direct contact, no. But okay, I can be if you
want. Well, I wish you would be, because I need to talk to him or somebody that's talking to the Trump people.
Okay. Let's go to break, Jim. We'll be right back.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved
to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, we are back. You are listening to the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Johnny Delirious, sitting in for John Stadtmiller. And I tried to give you during the first hour, we have a short break right now, just a short 5-minute segment here. And I want to bring on my special guest. I was kind of laying the groundwork for what one of the experts in these voting machines, Dominion voting machines, Patrick Byrne, had laid out. And I've got Jim Condit Jr. Online here, and he's an expert at voting machines. Jim, welcome to the show.
Hello again, yes.
So, Jim, what did you think about the groundwork I laid out that Patrick Byrne had explained?
Naturally, it was good and, right on target for what you covered. But I want to make two points that are, by the way, I've been at this since 1979. I'm 67 years old now. I'm the oldest living person to have spent significant time on opposing easily rigged computer easily rigged computer counts.
I love your work. I love
every
your
year
work.
Since
I'm 1970- glad you're here.
Yeah, every year since 1979, and I'm the founder of WatchTheVoteUSA.com. We caught the vote fraud against Pat Buchanan in 1996, which is online on A House Without Doors is the article, A House Without Doors. We forced the Iowa GOP to change the winner from Romney to Santorum in 2012, 2 weeks after the caucus, a first in American history. And of course, Ron Paul probably won that, but we that wasn't what we had to work with after they published the count. Two things I want to correct here, you might say, or update. And I'm a big fan of Patrick Byrne. I'm a big fan of Sidney Powell. I'm a big fan of Trump as far as all he's doing on this front. But they not one person is saying what they need to say. Paper ballots mean nothing by themselves. Paper ballots mean nothing. They must say paper ballots counted at the neighborhood precinct before they leave the public site. Right now, we have had 80% of the country paper ballots for the last 30 years or 40 years since the 70s. But these criminal companies, three of them, Dominion, ES&S, and Hart, which count 99% of our votes and 96% of our counties, take the paper back. They get in a contract with the Board of Elections who betray their duty and run illegal elections by letting them take our paper ballots away as soon as we vote. You can hardly ever see those ballots again. So it's paper ballots counted in public before they leave the public site. On this issue.
Now, Jim, let me ask you this. Don't you think that each voting precinct should keep their own paper ballots right there in a safe?
Not in the safe. They say we need the paper ballots because of the count. Because of the recount. What about the count? You dump the ballots at closing time. They've been in public view all day. You've pre-selected some random people from each neighborhood, so the people in New York City can't crook the whole election with the pushing a button. Those ballots never leave the public site. They dump them out and count them right at 7 o'clock or whenever the polls close. They dump them out. That's the point. Locking them.
That's what I mean. After they count them, you know, and they get the vote in their county, and don't you think they should keep those paper ballots right there on site?
Well, or they can bring them at that point to the county once they publish the count online and at the polling place. But here's the thing. Here's the thing about that. The federal law and most state laws, but federal law says they must preserve all ballots and all evidence 22 months after the election. So them destroying ballot images or ballots is illegal. Let me quickly mention the other thing that I don't think even Patrick Byrne understands. It's not just Dominion. There are three clone companies. They have the same rules. They're probably run by the CIA. As Sidney Powell said, that it's probably the dark side of the CIA running these three companies, ES&S, Election System and Software, Hart, InterCivic, and Dominion. These companies have been around for 30 years, or they're clone companies. The national media has protected everybody from knowing about them. I don't know whether you just heard of Dominion this year. The reason Dominion became public is because whistleblowers within Dominion came to Sidney Powell or whoever and blew the whistle on them. So Dominion's gone public, but ES&S and Hart are every bit as evil. They got RICO conspiracies against the people of the United States. 99% of our counties are running illegal elections because they take the ballots out of sight. And here's where Patrick Byrne, I don't think, has got it exactly right. These companies own the software, John. They don't have to hack the software. They own the software. Nobody hacks the software. They own it and they fix it themselves. And then every time it becomes public, they got this eyewash that it went to Germany, it went to Spain, it did this. All that may be true, but it's the three companies that the executives need to be arrested immediately. All computers thrown out of the system, and we count those paper ballots with humans by hand before they leave the public site. Okay, thanks for letting me get that out.
Well, I'm glad you did, and I agree with you wholeheartedly. I was just giving you I just wanted the audience to have a little background on
Patrick Byrne
presented to the lawyer.
No, you did a good job, and I'm all for those guys. They're our hopes. Sidney Powell and those guys are our hope, but they got to get it right.
Okay. Hold that thought. We'll be right back after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, we are back. You are listening to the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor and virus recovery expert. And I'm sitting in for John Stadtmiller. He will be back on tomorrow's show. And I want you to know that we're going over some of the election fraud and how that took place. And I have an expert on election machines, and that's Jim Conant Jr. I also have on as a guest Mark Anderson, who's going to join in when we need him. And so, Jim, Mark, are you there?
Yes.
Yes, I am, Johnny. I've got somewhat of a limited window to comment.
Okay, go ahead. Why don't you comment now?
Well, I've been listening since the beginning, and it cannot be stressed enough what a pivotal time this is. God bless the great state of Texas, where I'm proud to call my home, as you are, Johnny, a Texan. God bless Texas for doing this and some 17 other states. And it's a real uphill battle. The Associated Press published another one of its missives. And as Jim can tell you, Jim Condit, the Associated Press is part of the old Voter News Service, which became the National Election Pool. And the AP is often referred to as having called the election for Biden. And that is not just fanciful language. It's not just some, you know, routine that the news goes through. You know, it literally has some truth to it. that the Associated Press, along with the other big media such as CBS, NBC, and so on, is intimately connected through the national election pool in counting and reporting the results to the American people. So somebody has to miscount them or engage in counting fraud, and then you need the media to report that fraudulent result, the fraudulent voting results, so as to completely snow and propagandize the people. And the Associated Press article, which I'm referring to very begrudgingly, and, you know, just as begrudgingly as possible, described this Texas lawsuit going to the Supreme Court, targeting the four states that you listed, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia, and Wisconsin. And so Texas states are really going to the mat at the Express. In its language, in its articles, the election that Biden won, the election won by Biden, and they don't even say apparently won or allegedly won. It's unequivocal, unconditional statements that Biden was declared the winner by AP and is the winner, without any sources cited, without any attributions, without any tentativeness or equivocation. So it just shows you that the media is not just misreporting, but they're in bed with this whole machine, as Jim outlines on his website, electionnightgatekeepers.com, one of several sites that Jim Condit has put up. So while we're waiting for those four states that are the target of the Texas suit to reply tomorrow, and as we wait for the Electoral College to be seated next week on the 14th, the stakes could not be higher, and the timing of this show tonight, Johnny, could not be better to urge people to do whatever they can, to make whatever phone calls they can, to spread the word in any way they can, to overcome this voting machine and media-induced tyranny that's been reigning over this land of our country for far longer than many people realize, as Jim can outline today.
It's been a tsunami of propaganda, and like I said, they had no reason to call that because they stopped counting votes, before they even closed, and they just stopped, you know, because Biden won winning. And so right there, it's just been amazing. I've got a caller, and let's see, I've got Chris from Vegas. Chris, are you there?
Yes, Johnny, I am. Thank you for taking the call, and I certainly respect these wonderful guests that you have contributing to the conversation with their vast knowledge of the inside of the fix was in on this election, and I think others. The point I wanted to bring to the table that hasn't been suggested is I recall from several years ago being highly suspicious of the Purple Gang's so-called SEIU, Service Employees Internationals, and Occupy.com, George Soros' group, taking over the election training, vote machine maintenance, installation, warehousing, transportation, and repair operations.
Boy,
around
that's
many
all
areas.
It's about George Soros people doing maintenance and repair to the voting machines. Oh, Chris, you're wonderful.
Well, this is something I've watched for quite a while. I was thrilled to hear your guest, I think his name was Jim Jr., talking about the theft of the Ron Paul election and other aspects. In fact, Mossad Mitt Romney, I was glad to hear he overturned that too. But this is exactly what's wrong, is because our elections have been seized by private interests that are adverse to America. With that, I'll let your guests go ahead. Thank you for bringing these wonderful people to the call and informing America about these dangers to our electoral sanctity. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for calling, Chris. Okay, Jim, would you like to comment?
Well, since Mark has a limited time window, let me let him say whatever he wants
to
say.
Okay, Mark, what do you think about what Chris had to say?
Oh, that's an important added element, no doubt. You know, I recall hearing about that a long time ago because I went to New York City for part of the Occupy protest and actually took part in some classes they had at Columbia because I was kind of a mole, quite honestly, to see what they were up to. And they were talking about various other issues, not just elections. But that's a very important contribution from that Nevada listener. And that's about all I have to say, except for the mass media cartel with the Associated Press being perhaps the most obvious is not just biased toward Biden. They're not just anti-Trump. They are intimately involved, as Jim Connick can explain, with the National Election Pool, the former Voter News Service, in colluding and protecting the big three, colluding with and protecting the big three voting machine companies, ESNS of Omaha, Hart InterCivic right there in Austin, Texas, and Dominion with offices in Colorado and Canada. The media is in bed with this cabal, not just biased in favor of Biden and against Trump. And that's the part that I want to drive home today, and I'll let Jim take it from there. But, yeah, Jim really has a great point. No matter what happens, these ballots have to be counted before they ever leave the local precinct. And that has to be filmed in real time on video and let anybody who wants to watch, watch in person. And this needs to be observed before the count is actually done by, you know, unbiased election observers and who would work with the poll workers. And the whole thing has to be taken down and redone step by step to get us an honest election system. And I would add, as a twist in the discussion, and then I'll let you go, is that I do believe we should get rid of the 13th Amendment and return the U.S. senators to being appointed by the state legislatures and not have senatorial elections, because I think that was a good design in the original Constitution, and I think the 17th Amendment was a bad idea that provided for the popular vote of U.S. senators. We could get rid of that popular vote, return that to direct appointment by the state legislatures as the founders originally intended. Then we could focus on the House and the president and simplify things. I think that would be another good reform. And with that, I'll let you guys go and take it away.
Thank you so much, Mark. If there's ever a mold, we need a mold, I'm calling up Mark Anderson. I want him to be our mold. He's the perfect guy to do it. So Jim, I wanted to bring up a couple other things here. What you mentioned is, if this thing goes to the Supreme Court and they nullify four states or five states, already Trump will have enough electoral college votes to win. And
as long as all those Republican state senates, legislatures, give Trump the electoral votes from their state, which, to my surprise, I never heard of this before. It's in the Constitution that if there's a disputed election, it's the province of only the state legislator to appoint the electoral delegates. So
that's
if they
correct.
Do that. Now, let's say they don't. Let's say they sidestep their responsibility and don't. Or, well, I don't know if it would be so, but let's say they don't make a decision. Let's say in two of the states they say, we're not going to make a decision. Then nobody has 270. Between Trump and Biden. So it goes to the Congress, where each state in Congress gets one vote, and the Republicans, I've heard, control from 26 to 45 of those delegations. So they could vote in the House of Representatives and pick Trump that way. So yep. That's two ways he can get it, provided the Supreme Court does their duty, and this is their duty. And yep. Knocks down all the votes that in those states, because all the rulings, as you said, and this is a very important point you brought up at the beginning, all the states allowed votes in after Election Day, which was illegal because the legislatures didn't change the law. The governor, secretary of state, and judges had no right to change the law. So if the Supreme Court throws out all the votes that came in after Election Day that shouldn't have been allowed, Trump would be then ahead in those states. But if the Supreme Court doesn't make the final decision, it goes back to the state legislatures, and then we just covered the two ways that Trump could win that way.
Yep. And I'm on the second half or the last part of the hour, I'm going to bring up some other things besides the voting, because China has so much invested on this election. You know, Biden has got to win. If he doesn't win, you know, and I'm just telling our audience right now, I'm going to cover some of that on the last half of the show. And right now we're just covering the mechanics of the voting process. And I think that, you know, right now, well, you know, it's like the lawyer, Sidney Powell, she's a military lawyer. You know, she can rule in military court or tribunals or court martials or anything like that. Whereas the other part of the Trump's lawyer team, they're more civil, and they're going to be you know, filing. So it's kind of a multi-tiered attack on trying to unravel this. And I think that the evidence is overwhelming that there is fraud, Jim.
Let me address your last caller from Nevada.
Yeah, okay, great.
Wait, am I supposed to talk?
Yeah, go ahead, Chris. Go ahead, Jim, because Chris called from Las Vegas,
and
he had some very good points.
Okay, well, let me address him and then address what you just said there. The mechanics of what happens to your vote, okay? So, yeah, I can believe that Soros people or deep state people are training all these people at the local level, but the crooks at the top, I hope everybody can get this in their head because it's unbelievable. When I usually do talk shows, but I know you have a very sophisticated audience, I usually say, I don't blame you if you don't believe me on any of these points, and I don't believe if you think I'm making it up because it sounds so fantastic, but it's true. And that is, since 1973, when computers started to come in, at that time, four computer companies cloned. They're all clones, though. They have the same rules. They started to get county after county to let them process the votes on their secret computer programs. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, that is illegal by three Supreme Court decisions. Two of them are in 1964. Okay. And one of them's in 1915. And all those Supreme Court decisions say the same thing. They say that we have our right to vote is constituted by two parts, a right to cast a ballot, which we still have, and a right to know that our vote was counted accurately. And that's what they've stolen from us. When these crooked companies who need to be arrested right now and charged with RICO conspiracy against the United States for inducing 99% of our counties actually to run illegal elections where that we don't know what happens in the count, then they are in effect running illegal elections. Now, they had this consolidated by 1988. There were four companies, and they keep changing names, and they'll probably change Dominion's name now. Dominion bought Diebold.
Oh, yeah.
In 2013. But all these companies back to the 1970s have the same rules. They're all protected by our crooked five TV networks and New York Times and the national media who have protected them. Not one out of 100,000 Americans had heard of any of these three companies until this Dominion whistleblowers came forth and Sidney Powell started to get on the national news for a while, okay?
Yep.
So
right.
What your caller says, all these local people, here's what they're trained to do, because they're our neighbors. Wait, do I hear somebody trying to talk?
I don't have any idea what that is. I don't know if it's on your end. Oh, okay. Mark's got to hang up.
Oh, wait. I thought Mark... Mark, do you want to comment?
No, I'm done. I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay, well, hang up, Mark. Hang up.
We're hearing you talk. All right, I guess he went. All right, and of course, I love Mark Anderson and all you guys at RBN.
Yeah.
I just didn't want to talk if somebody else was trying to talk. So... the point is, these are our neighbors. They for very low pay, they go up to the precinct and they help you vote. But they are absolutely not allowed to have anything to do with the count. Here's what they're allowed to do. After, like in Ohio, we vote. It's everywhere similar to this, or exactly this. You vote, and you run over to the machine, and they have you put it in an ATM-like machine where the ballot disappears forever. Except, at closing time, our neighbors at the polls, they're trained to take the ballots out and count them. So maybe there's 213 votes in this precinct or this polling place.
neighborhood polling place, like where you and I vote, or maybe it's 250 votes. They count the votes and put them back in a box and send them downtown. Now, if I wanted to switch the votes completely, the one thing I want to know is how many votes are in each box. So if there's 213, I pull out two packs of pre-punched 100 packs of 100 ballots, pre-punched, that's 200, two packets, and then I add 13 votes, and I've switched all the votes in a few seconds. And this is why we can't let the votes go out of public sight. So the people in the precinct, although sometimes they think they do, they have nothing to do with the counting. All they do is count the number of votes and help you and me vote and sign in that we have our ID if they're running
the
thing
right. Okay, we're coming up to our break, and I want you to be back on, and we'll be right back, Jeff. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it, one shot at a time.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an energy planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
We are back. You are listening to the National Intel Report. This is your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor and virus recovery expert. Every Sunday I have a show right here on RBN at 10 o'clock Central Standard Time called The Master Survivor, and it's The Master Survivor Show. And so check me out every Sunday at 10 o'clock Central Standard Time. And right now, we're going over some of the election fraud some of the election anomalies, some of the election peculiarities is what I call it. But we have, as a guest, we have Jim Conant Jr. And Jim, I want to talk a little bit about what Chris had brought up about how George Soros, you know, these outsourced companies and these shell companies that he started, how they come in and do the maintenance on them, on these machines. I don't want George Soros people doing maintenance on our voting machines. That just smells like dirty old fish. What do you think?
Well, of course, but the people that do the maintenance are the three companies. That's why. See, people are going to maybe think my head's going to explode, or I'm an egomaniac. If you don't get the information from us at Watch the Vote USA, you generally are getting partial or skewed information. I don't know one other group that is focusing on where. If I were Sherlock Holmes or Columbo or Jim Rockford, the first thing I would say is, who are these three billionaire private companies that are counting our votes on their secret computer programs? Isn't that the most obvious question? And taking the votes out of sight right as we vote. But nobody focuses on that. Dominion has come in, but all of them are acting like Dominion is like a weird company. Dominion's not a weird company. It's one of the three or four, depending on what year it is, that are counting all of our votes. So, yes, the Soroses, and not only Soros, but 300 other bankers, they're using George Soros as the whipping boy. There's 300 other bankers that are as rich as Soros that are also skewing things around somewhere in the world. But, of course, we don't want him funding it. But the companies that actually sit there and do the maintenance in each county, like we use HART, H-A-R-T in Cincinnati, Ohio, Hamilton County here, they handle all the things that happen as far as maintenance and as far as if somebody wants a recount. So there's all these other people maybe funding them or helping them, but it's those three companies that are the villains. Once they're removed, then everything is removed that's causing us trouble. But how can people demand that those three companies be removed if they don't know they're the ones that are actually in control of all the local vote counts? Now, what happens is, John, is they send... When we put our votes in the machine, the computer program in there, which is run by cell phone and satellite technology, they don't need hardwires, okay? They don't need hardwires. They come in and they look at the count. They change the count if they want to. They're one of these companies, like in Dominion, is the only one that can see the count. They change the count and they send it back to the Board of Elections, who, without having any way to check, publish it, and the news media announces the count and never questions anything. This is why, you know, all the news media major is in the hands of the crooks.
Wow. Okay, hold that thought. We'll be right back after the top of the hour.
We need leaders to lead us, not stick us and bleed us. Take all our money and send it abroad.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.